T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl, have you ever heard of a coach being fired twice in 9 weeks?
No, me neither, but we know where she heard that from. Came from straight from Hugh, so there you go. I'll just reveal her source right then and there. Came straight from Hugh Jackson's mouth to her ears.
That was an all-time great laugh, Daryl.
That was a classic.
Quality, classic Daryl
laugh. That was up there with Hoynsey.
Yep.
And Tim May.
Tim May.
All-time laughers.
Guys, never mind. Keep my comment to myself about Hugh Jackson.
What's up, Daryl? It's Friday, buddy. You excited?
Not really.
Are you still on coach watch? You allowed to
is
go
the
out
white
tonight?
Smoke billowing from
get,
Berea?
You allowed to get out of the house now?
I will
now.
Get excited when I can take a day off. I haven't been off since Christmas, so I'll get excited when I can actually have a day off and the Browns don't make any news.
But why is the white smoke not billowing yet from Berea, Daryl?
I have no idea. I don't understand why you don't just issue a press release with some canned quotes in it and just say he's the coach. We'll have an introductory press conference at a later date. I don't think it's that difficult to do, but I was told there's really no timetable on any announcements today. So I'm not going to predict when they're doing it because I thought they would do it on Wednesday. I thought they were going to do it Thursday. I thought they were going to do it today. We'll see if they do it either over the weekend or on Monday.
All right. I mean, I know Mary Kay said earlier today, maybe there's some final contract details to work out. And Freddie Kitchens has the same agent as Gase. You wonder if that's why it's delayed, because maybe the Gase thing happened a little before Freddie. Maybe he had to find, maybe there's some final details to figure out, and the agent was finishing up Gase first.
Yeah, but I mean, Freddie is the coach. There's no reason for anybody to be concerned or anything
right.
like that. Freddie, you know, he's hiring staff. He is going to be the head coach. So I know that there's a segment of people out there that are worried that something's going to fall apart and because it's the Browns or whatever. That's not the case. Freddie's in the building. He's interviewing people. He's hiring staff. So there's no issue there. He's going to be the coach. We're just all waiting for, obviously, the formal announcement. And as someone told me today, Freddie's a little too busy right now for an introductory press conference because he's too busy putting his staff together right now. And you know what? That's like, I mean, that's who Freddie Kitchens is. He's not one for dog and pony shows and all those type of things. He's a worker, and he's already hard at work out in Berea.
You know, the special teams coach who comes over from the Vikings had really good special teams the last couple of years, does have a little bit of a checkered past. He was suspended a few games back in 2012 or 2013 for saying an inappropriate comment.
Right.
Have you heard much about that? Do you expect that to be an issue when they have the press conference?
I don't think it'll be an issue because they hired him. So
yeah, well, I know.
But will it be asked about? Will it be addressed?
Well, I mean, it happened back in the comment was made, I believe, in 2013. Former Vikings punter accused him of saying something in a special teams meeting. He was suspended for the first 3 games of the 2014 season. I think that for the most part, I'm sure somebody's going to ask about it. I'm not, but I'm sure it'll get asked about. But to me, that's kind of a little water under the bridge. You're talking over 5 years ago that happened. And obviously he's been, you know, he's not done anything since. He's been in good standing since, so.
Okay. I don't know if it's water under the bridge unless he apologized. Maybe he did. I don't know. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure he did because he also had sensitivity counseling or something he had
right.
to complete as,
all right, good.
As part of that whole deal. So
maybe he's realized he said really stupid things and that he's straightened up. Hopefully.
I think we've all said really stupid things in our lives.
If what he was accused of saying, that's beyond just saying, you know, come on.
I know, I'm just saying, though. I mean, we've all done and said stupid stuff. Just, I don't think I don't know. It's not a headliner for me at this point.
Okay, we'll move on from that. Obviously, they're doing interviews with OCs, DCs here. Are you surprised that some of the OC names we're hearing are like names we've heard before since we're all expecting Freddie to call the plays, or no?
No, my top guy would be Monken. I thought he did a real good job with Tampa Bay. That was one of the if not the best, offensive, aerial attack. And obviously with Baker Mayfield here, that could be a good fit. But I think that there's some question as to whether or not he would be willing to allow, Freddie to continue to call plays, because that's really what Freddie needs. He just needs someone that's going to help him with the behind the scenes stuff, the prep work, the game planning, those type of things, and then Freddie can handle, you know, actually calling the plays on Sunday. So, not really. Jim Bob Cooter from Detroit, or the former coordinator up there, is another name that's been mentioning as far as offensive coordinator goes. I do think, though, that if the plan is, you know, for Freddie to call the plays, I think it does make it difficult to get, you know, that big name or that top-tier guy that's out there, because typically when you hire your coordinators, they want to be in charge of everything.
So how many staff members do we have to replace total, Daryl? It seems like, what, 10 guys at least?
10, 11. I mean, I know pretty much the entire defensive and special team staffs got blown out. So,
Daryl, the D-line, we hadn't heard about the D-line coaches. Are they gone too?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tight-lipped over there in Berea right now.
Okay.
But I do know the majority of the defensive staff has been let go and will be replaced. Some offensive coaches have been asked to stay around, not all of them, but some of them. And then, again, on special teams, they're going to, make changes there too.
Ryan Lindley, is there a chance he becomes the OC or maybe like the kind of the unofficial
Possibly.
OC quarterback coach?
I mean, he was brought in by Kitchens when he was promoted to offensive coordinator to replace him as the running backs coach. And that seems to be a popular thought right now, that he could just be, just be elevated. If not, he'll at least be the quarterback's coach.
Talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Getting back to, get back to Hugh Jackson, but let's not go back there.
do we really have to go back?
Well, just for a second. I mean, like all the Hugh Jackson coaches are gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jason made the point earlier. He's like, how toxic really was it in there? If the second that the season ended and Freddie Kitchens gets the job, Freddie Kitchens was not brought in by Hugh. He was brought in by Todd with Dorsey's blessing. Right.
Right.
And all those other Hugh Jackson coaches are gone, except for Henry and Dwayne, the defensive backs coach, whose last name escapes.
Yeah, Walker.
Right? Walker, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a surprise. I mean, and that's why I said, even before they had settled on Freddie, I said that if he got the job, don't look for Greg Williams to be back. He'll be gone. And a lot of the Hugh Jackson staff, if not all of them, will be gone, because Freddie will be able to replace everything. And I think that's the way to go. You're trying to move this thing forward, move on. Freddie has a lot of experience over the years as a tight ends coach, running backs coach, quarterbacks coach. So he's made a lot of connections in the league himself. John Dorsey obviously has as well. So putting a staff together, I don't think is really anything anyone has to be all that concerned about. And I think if anything we learned in the second half of the season, we saw how toxic it was and how bad it was with Hugh Jackson, because it looked like a completely different football team for the second half of the season. And, they just magically started to win games. So I think everybody was happy to get Hugh Jackson out of the building, and it certainly showed with the results on the field.
Yeah, I don't think Hugh's not getting another job. At least not this year.
He might have
to go to college.
Well, he doesn't have to work. What was so laughable about him going to Cincinnati was he didn't have to work. The Browns were paying him a ton of money.
Well, that's not. I mean, come on, guy wants to stay in the business. I get it. I understand why he went.
The reason he went is he thought he was going to replace Marvin Lewis. That's why he went. Let's call it the way it is. He thought he had his angle in for his next head coaching job. And I gotta tell you, Bull, you're a Bengals fan. I'm actually proud of Mike Brown for not hiring.
Yeah, because Mike Brown had nothing to do with it. Because his daughter and his son-in-law, which it's ridiculous. Well, we see that with the Browns too. But they apparently took, like, Mike Brown's kind of backing off apparently finally, and that's why they made what appears to be a smart. I don't know if Zach Taylor's gonna be any good as head coach, but obviously hiring Hugh Jackson would have been the dumbest thing in the history of the world.
Yeah, but it would have been good for two Browns wins a year.
Nah, that's silly. Come on.
Oh, come on. You weren't going to laugh at that? Come on, Bull.
They're going to beat the Bengals two times anyway next year.
Well, that's true, too.
Daryl, if the Browns win eight games in 2019, is that a disappointment?
I won't say it's a disappointment, but I do think that the bar has been raised.
Oh, look, Dustin, he's with you. Daryl's with you. He said 8 wins would not be a disappointment.
Thank you, Daryl. I was getting crushed.
I don't think it'd be a disappointment because it's still more than they won this year, which was 7. But I do believe that the bar has been raised next year, that, you know, competing for the playoffs and getting in is at worst a wild card. I think that that is a reasonable expectation. I think we talked about this early in the week. Unfortunately for Freddie, there's going to be no honeymoon period here. I mean, they're not building anything. There's no 2, 3, 4, 5 year plan here. He's stepping in, and they're going to be expected to win football games right out of the gate. I've got him at 10 wins next year. That's the bar that I have set. You know, this year, my bar was set at win a game, and then we'll just keep moving the bar up the ladder as we go, and that's what happened last year. Well, now, to me, they enter this season, I've got the bar at 10 wins. That's where I think that they'll be capable, assuming John Dorsey does what I think John Dorsey's going to do this offseason with all that salary cap space and the draft picks that he has at his disposal. And again, I'm basing my projection on the work that he did this past year with this roster. I think that 10, not expecting, but believing that they'll be capable of winning 10 games, I think that that is a realistic expectation going forward. But if they end up 8-8, is it a disappointing year? Or is it a failure or anything like that? No, I don't know that I could get on board with
it. It's just not.
If you're expecting 10 wins, I don't know how 8's not disappointing. But all right, fair enough. Darryl, we'll talk to you a little bit later, buddy. Good stuff.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.